Blog Talk Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitting to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one heard the mother, brother miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake. Made his body shake. The high guy is 8-bit. The eyes smoke pink, rap terror, four chrome and terror.
I like that.
Five by deliverance, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So who it make you serve?
You are listening to the 30 Plus WDF show with the Felica.
In the middle of the day now.
Good evening. This is Malika, Brittany, and Lonnie, and we are the 30 Plus WTF show where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey.
Amazing. Welcome back, Lonnie.
So what's been happening, huh?
We've been just doing our thing. Right, Brittany, worried about you.
I'm going to take you off speaker there. I can hear you in my ear, okay? All right. Hello? What did you say, Dal?
I said we've been worried about you.
Oh, don't worry about me. I told people this already. I'm Everson genetic royalty. You know, I'm part Jackson, part Logan, part Powell, part White, part Johnson. It's easier to kill the West Nile mosquito than it is me. So I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, wow.
The only person who can kill Lonnie is Lonnie. You know, anybody else will have a hard time killing Lonnie but Lonnie. So, and most of the damage that I'm dealing with now is 25 years of life of Lonnie. So I'm paying back, you know, for me doing things to Lonnie. But it's all right. I just went to the physical therapist tonight who said I have no visible deficiencies from this stroke after being one of the largest strokes or stroke areas that St. Francis Hospital has seen in 15 years. So by all account, I should be sitting on the ground going to the bathroom by myself and talking to myself, but I'm not. So in itself kind of says, who I am. So
we're glad you're back with us. So.
I didn't even leave, Britt. I took a deep breath. I was in the basement and I couldn't put on my belt and I couldn't button my shoes, so I felt like a retarded salamander. So I figured something was wrong. So I called the ER and then I tried to drive to the hospital and I actually ran over a garbage can at McDonald's. And then when I got to St. Francis, they told me that I had a massive stroke. And then I went to the physical therapist for the first time today, who told me there is no damage, that I have strength in legs, arm. My eyesight's not changed. The only thing that's changed is I can't hear the notes. I can't hear the subtle notes in the Luther Vandross song. So it bothers me. So I'm going to have to go back to the piano and go back to things I know because I need to get my tonal understanding back together. But other than that,
okay.
I'm fine.
All right.
You know, and I'm not going to die until I dismantle all uninclusive society. So you see, I got to live for a long time, right?
You got a lot of work.
Right. I got a lot of work to do, right? And God expects me to get it done before I can get into heaven. So,
right.
Yes.
Get it done.
Right. I'm going to get it done. So how's Mike? Mike, how are you?
We haven't brought Mike on yet.
You haven't brought Mike on yet? Oh, okay. I'm a little early. Okay.
Clearly,
my brain is well. Well, there's some things I want to say to Mike, and I told these things to Malika that I want to say a couple of things to Mike that were kind of powerful and poignant about him, and I want the listeners to understand, and plus I want to make this the most popular podcast in America, so. Having a stroke victim who's still talking is pretty damn good, PR.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For sure.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
God is good. God is good. And Miss Brittany, how have you been?
I've been wonderful. How about you, Miss Malika?
Then what's the word you use? Wondrous. I've been wondrous.
Yes.
Well,
wondrous. That's
wondrous.
A good. That's a good word. That's a good word.
Yeah, I love that word.
Well, that's good to hear.
Now, I happen to see Evanston live and watching you trying to hunt down Trump supporters who would talk was a very interesting piece of time, Malika. It was really great. I think everyone should watch that show. It was pretty doggone funny how they wouldn't express themselves on camera.
Yes, that
so,
I found
yeah.
that quite interesting.
Right.
I mean, they had a lot to say when the camera was off, and I was like, "Can you say that on camera?" They're like,
yeah,
"Oh no,
yeah.
Oh no!"
Like disappearing Trump support, and all of a sudden, you know, the camera comes and duh.
Right, right. So, you see Hillary supporters, right. they will shout it from the mountaintop. This
right.
is why I'm voting for Hillary, you know.
What I'm
but
scared
Trump
of is
support.
They said that the numbers in some black communities are at all-time lows. So we're not voting.
Mm.
And that's not a good thing. In the seriousness of what's going on, this is the most serious election ever. Locally,
well, you saw that
you know,
on
Evanston right.
Live. It was quite a few of them that said
right.
that they weren't going to vote. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand a no vote is a vote for Trump.
Right.
We got to understand
well,
what we're doing. And then all the people who died for our rights to vote, there's no way in the world we shouldn't vote. It's just kind of backwards and asinine that black people in any way would say they don't vote when people were lynched for your right to vote. You know, you're just becking the memory of their, you know, their life. By not voting, and
right.
that's
mm-hmm.
that's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's been pretty. I was surprised by how many African Americans when I was out on the street talking to people, they were like, "I'm not voting.
Yeah.
I'm not voting for either one
wow.
of them." I was like, "Wow, it was pretty deep." We have Psychic Mike's first Monday tonight, and he's going to be. Given us foresight into the election, his presidential pick, as
my,
well as
my medical intuitive brother.
Yes. And he's going to be talking to Lonnie about his health. So all the listeners out there, you know, if you want to call in with your views
right.
or get a
right.
reading, Mike is awesome. But I want to bring on a special guest co-host tonight who's been a loyal listener since the day we started, and some of you have heard him call in. He goes by the name John Dizzo.
Uh-oh,
he calls,
it's about to get funky yeah. in here.
He calls in with, you know, his strong views, and, you know, I thought it would be
right.
nice to have, you know, start having our loyal listeners on as a guest, give them an opportunity
and
to really,
I got a,
really
I got
have
a statement.
Their voice.
I got a statement when you're ready. When you're ready, I got a statement
okay.
that will open up
uh-oh.
The conversation from your guest.
Okay. We're going to bring John Dizzo on, and then Brittany's going to hit us with the question of the day. And then
okay,
you hit
that
us
works.
With that, Lonnie. Okay.
I will do so.
Okay.
I will do so.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. This gentleman, you know, we don't know too much about him. All we know is he's got some strong views, and he listens to the show. He's been listening since day
right.
one. And, you know, we are grateful to all our listeners. So, you know, we want to start showing appreciation to those who have been faithful and loyal listeners. So,
I agree.
Without further ado, we are going to bring on, I mean, he sounds like a social activist. He's well read about
yeah.
history and everything. So, without further ado, Mr. John Dizzo.
Yeah, John Dizzo on your hotline. Talk to me.
How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, you giving me that low tone, sexy midnight voice. What's going on, Brittany?
We in trouble.
I really wasn't trying to. I was just giving you how you doing. So.
And you was giving me that how you doing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Brittany, I'm on to you now.
All right.
I think Brittany does that in her sleep.
I know that's right.
Yeah,
man.
No,
not at
right.
all.
He just has it. It just comes. I just pours out of her.
What happened? You think I was?
You
said
he just pours out of you. Sexiness just pours
oh.
out of you, Brittany.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Milk and cookies for Brittany.
Well, wow. That's hilarious.
You got a question of the week there, Britt? I'd still like to hear it.
My question today is because we're in November, what does tradition mean to you, and what is, in general, one of your traditions?
Who's that direct?
Wow.
Everybody.
That's direct to us.
You, John, it was directly towards you, John.
Okay, we're hitting folks with the tough questions early. Okay.
This is every week.
I want to say this because I think one of the traditions that is forgot in African American culture is the real unified understanding that we really have worked under until we got exposed to the European way of, you know, what do I got for me? And once we got exposed to that culture of ice, all of a sudden we became different people. And, you know, one of the reasons why I'm glad that John Drizzle is on and that Brittany has thrown that wonderful manhole cover size nickel question on the floor, because it leaves places for so many places to go. I want to say this because this is going to cause John to think. And I had a stroke Sunday of last week. And I want to say this, that this stroke is a byproduct of the Black American African life I was funneled into on purpose. And I want to say now I'm 60 years old, and some of the decisions I made while I was 30, now people will say they were decisions, that, you know, where I ate, how I ate. But if only things around your house is cocaine and McDonald's, the choice is lessened by society on purpose. So I ate badly. I went to corner stores. There was food deserts all around me. So in essence, this stroke that I had at 60 was set up by this system for me when I was 30. And, you know, I know John Drizzle will have his own belief on that. And I also want Brittany and I want Intuitive Mike to get into this, because systems create environments where choices are either lessened or heightened. I once lived at 1729 Dodge in Evanston, Illinois. I could come out of my house on any morning and there were 10 crack dealers in front of my house or on the block. But if I needed a pharmacist or good food, I had to walk 30 blocks to find it. So it's really interesting when people say, you know, that life is about choices, but, you know, the fundamental background of those choices are set up for you. And I think we need to really get an understanding of what the system is doing and stop acting like we're, you know, we're just active, you know, lemmings. And I'll leave it at
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it my turn? You know, I don't want to take nobody's turn now.
It's your turn, John.
Okay.
Take your turn.
I know that's right. I like assertiveness. Okay, I will. Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Frantz Fanon wrote in a book titled Black Skin, White Mask, that one assumes one assumes culture through language and bears the weight of a civilization. Now, I want you to really realize how powerful that is. If I take your language, what is language? Language is nothing more than symbols that a group of people mutually understand and can communicate back to each other. Colors, words, letters are all symbols. When your language is taken and someone else gives you their language, then you're automatically put into
That's a powerful statement. I don't know if everybody's listening to that, but since most of the language, since we've been here for almost 300 years, and the language and how the language is used and cornered and colored is made by other people outside of us.
Absolutely.
Even the broken English that we've tried to use to communicate with each other is now deemed some kind of second language or inferior language, when really it's the language of freedom, how we talk to each other and how we break things down. That's really interesting that you brought that up, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, I had a discussion with a young lady who's trying to do some activism things. She's talking about the equitable use of the library. And I tried to explain to her that the equity is also in the books and the stories that are on the shelf. If the stories on the shelf are only the stories of someone else who's dominated you, when you walk into that place like a library, you instantly become dominated by the number of stories from the oppressor and none of your stories. So we have to watch how the system works against us. And, you know, and this radical type thinking is starting to come out in a lot of African-American communities where people are realizing that, you know, we have to take control of our lives in investments. We have to take control of our lives, how we raise our kids, what our young people do, what they induce. You know, I had a discussion with a bunch of young brothers the other day about artificial marijuana, and they thought I was kidding because I got mad and I said, if you allow people to use you, they will. So now all these years, marijuana has grown out of the ground. Now all of a sudden, the corporations are starting to create time buds and artificial marijuana. Now, what the hell do we think this is aimed at? You know, let's stop being dumb. Our children are the ones who are out there smoking blunts and getting buzzed. So this artificial situation is aimed at them. And if we don't protect them, no one will. And it's really weird that we haven't jumped on things like this and try to defend our young people, because we're too busy trying to listen to the story of they being bad that someone else told us. So I'm in a really rare mood tonight, Malika, and I'm a little bit. My daughters want me to back up because they're worried about my health as being the, you know, my type A personality. But I try to explain, I'm like a great white shark. If I stop talking, I'll die. You know, I just get what's in me out. Right. And
I think the system is
kind of skewed. I'm really glad that you guys are on tonight. Mike, I want to thank you. Are you on now, Mike?
He's not. We haven't finished Brittany's question yet.
My tradition is I respect my elders. There's my tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay.
So at the end of the day, tradition is nothing more than repetitious action through learned behavior. As I said, when your language is taken, right, then someone instills their language in them. The tradition that is originally yours by nature is no longer yours. You take on the learned behavior, mores and values of another culture. And so the tradition which we engage in today, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, we go to church every Sunday, those are the traditions of what we learned through the one who gave us our language, because tradition or our nature has always been expressed through spoken word. So when somebody else gives us that, we don't have our traditions anymore. Tradition is repetitious behavior repetitious action through learned behavior. So the traditions we engage in today is learned behavior.
Okay. All right. Brittany, answer your own question.
I feel like tradition for me is something that I create for myself and the people I care about, which means family. And the whole idea of family is not necessarily who is related to you, but family you create and the experiences you all create together. So my idea of Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of these manufactured holidays aren't necessarily what I think of as traditional. I feel like the ideas of what we as a family decide together. dinner on Taco Tuesday can be a tradition, or whatever we decide as people who care about each other. So that's my whole idea of tradition and family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Taco Tuesday, goddammit.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
I got Taco Tuesday. I got Martini Thursdays. You know, hey,
gangster.
Change it up.
Yeah. I always view Taco Tuesday and Martini Thursdays as a work tradition, more than a family tradition. That's more of a work tradition. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I mean, it doesn't have to be about work. It's just about, I feel like it's what you, as whatever your family and whoever you call that, decide what to do. That's all.
Okay. Now, give me the question again, because we had so many profound responses. I was like, what was the question?
My question was, what is the definition of tradition for you?
Okay. Tradition to me is, like you said, it could be Taco Tuesday. It could be Martini Thursday. But it's just that warm, seasonal, weekly, whatever ritual that just brings people together. And it's like that foundation I mean, it could be anything. You could create your own tradition in your family, at work. I know at work, I was the person that would bring the wine on Friday.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
So I started a tradition, you know, at work.
Hold on.
What?
You be drinking at the gig?
At the end of
you
the
be drinking
day,
at the gig.
On Friday. At the end of the day, on Friday.
At the end of the day, huh?
But see, I came up with the tradition because it brought us all together. So any, you know, tension at work, or, you know, you just had a rough day with clients, or, you know, whatever's going on at work, you know, Friday, you know, you have something to look forward to where you can sit back at your desk and just talk to people, have a drink. I used to lay out a spread of food, and you know, that was our thing, because I love tradition. I love when we come together as a family. You know, we don't do it as much as we used to, because, you know, family's all spread out now all over the place. But I love those times where we came together in the kitchen and you saw the women in the kitchen like cooking together and laughing, and the music is playing, and the men are, you know, watching the game in the front, and, you know, they hollering and laughing and drinking beer, and, you know, and it, you know, it's just such a warm feeling. So I try to create that everywhere that I go, even in the workplace. You know, I just want that, I just love that feeling of coming together, and it's just good feelings, good vibes. So that's tradition to me, and you just keep it going, and then someone else carries it on, you know, and it just keeps going. And it's just a feeling of warmth and good feeling and strength, and that's tradition for me.
Man, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Listening to what you said, I'm going to be honest. People need to forget voting. If they want to vote, they need to go to their jobs and vote that we can bring liquor and food while on the job. Now, that's change we could believe in, goddammit. That is change we can believe in.
Now, you know, that's funny. That's funny. Here, and let me just say this to John Drizzle, because that's one of my brothers. And, I, you know, he never ceases to amaze me and teach me. But I want to say something about the lack of vote. And here's my problem with the lack of vote. Because if we don't vote, what happens is the system itself, it's not that the vote changes anything, but the system uses the ability to vote as a way to judge the power of a people. You understand? They don't care if you vote and who you vote for. The fact that you're putting ballots out means that they have to reckon with you, and which is why I'm scared in this no vote situation. Well, it's not even that they believe in the process, but that the process itself, that you can affect some change in it. And as long as we have some belief in that, there's a possibility. But my problem is that the no vote means, and too many people die for us to vote. You know, I grew up with, Rose Logan and Bill Logan, who were really activist people early in the growth of Evanston. And also I grew up with Edna Summers and Mr. Summers, who the kind of people that they were, they made sure the whole entire community voted. And, you know, I put it like this. I remember Mr. Summers said to me, if they put up a jungle gym in a park in the Fifth Ward, we're going to have a piece of it. And he meant it. In other words, if you're going to put up a jungle gym on Holden Court or Brown or Hartree or anywhere, it's going to be black hands putting it up, and it's going to be black hands that benefit from the dollars that created. And he was dead serious about it, and he used a vote to smack him over the head. Richard Daley used to call the Summers family in Evanston to make sure that this section of town, that its votes moved, that the Summers, when the Summers moved and the whites, the Summers and the whites, their family, their long traditions in Evanston, when they moved, people voted. It's just the way things happen. And that type of collective power we have forgotten. And the younger generation is under some belief that somebody's going to do something for them. And I'm here to tell you, as an old surviving stroke victim, they ain't going to do shit for you but build a bigger jail. Stop looking for like some kind of white angel to come out of the sky with really white wings and a circle around their head and save us, because that's not how it's going to happen. If we're going to save ourselves.
So I think, go ahead, Malika.
Let's bring Mike on, because he's coming on tonight to talk to us about the election, give us some psychic foresight into what's going to happen tomorrow, and some insight into the vice presidents as well. So, everybody's pretty much on edge today, and really tomorrow it's going to be, I think tomorrow is going to be insane, waiting on that outcome. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you all have heard him on our show. He's an amazing author, renowned psychic, as you heard, a medical intuitive who has been able to diagnose Lonnie right in the hospital, the first time he was in the hospital, and gave him a prediction that, you know, he could be in the hospital again. He's read me, Brittany. I mean, he's just a phenomenal man with an amazing gift. And, we love sharing him the first Monday of every month with you. He's our gift to you all out there. And, I see we do have a couple callers waiting probably to get their point of view on the election or possibly wanting to get a reading. But without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Michael Kerbin. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Malika? Yeah, you're
good.
Talking about the good. You know, you're talking about the election for tomorrow. I'm actually going to be flying into Las Vegas, so it should be interesting. I'm going to be doing some shows out there. And plus, I'm going to be doing a free psychic show for everybody. And I just want people to know, if you have any of your listeners listening in from Las Vegas or going to Las Vegas, Friday, November 11th at the Indoor Skydiving, that's on the Strip from 5 to 7 p.m., there's a party room on the first floor. I'll be doing all types of readings. It's at 200 Conventional Central Drive, free to the public. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to come on in. And it should be it should be crazy on the Strip tomorrow because of the election, as you know. Now, the first time I was on the show, I did mention that Donald Trump is going to be the next president. I will still stick with that. But what's more important is to know I've done the charts not only of Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, way back March 10th, and I said the two candidates would be Hillary and Donald, basically. Okay, so you can actually see that on YouTube.com and put my name in Mike Kerbin. and go to the March 10th show on Confucius, and you'll see exactly what I said back then. But the idea is I decided to do something different. I decided to look at the vice president of each person that they're chosen. Now, that tells me a story when I've done their original name, their birthday, from birth, of course, and this tells me a story. Now, we looked at Donald Trump's running mate there for vice president, and his name is Michael Richard Pence. Now, he's going to be the vice president if Donald Trump wins. As you know, predictions can go off a little bit, just like I predicted World Series will be the Cubs. But then the Cubs went down 3-1, and I started questioning it. And then the Cubs did manage to pull it out in the World Series. Now, predictions can be altered a little bit. So, Bob, let's look at Michael Richard Pence. He's born June 7th, 1959. And I like his chart. He's a really nice guy. His problem is just too nice. He is very spiritual. He believes he's helping a lot of people. And so he's great for vice president, not good for president. Now, Donald Trump does have leadership ability. Now, and I also noticed with Michael Richard Pence, in the last lifetime, he didn't work with other people. He didn't handle responsibility. So he's going to have to work with a lot of groups of large people. He did not do that in a past life. So he does have some karma. But let's look at Hillary Clinton's vice president now, running mate. Timothy Michael Kaine, he's born February 26, 1958. Now, she also got an ideal vice president candidate, but there's some things I want to mention here. He's great. He's out in the public. He knows how to talk to people. He can be behind the scenes. He's great, and he's chosen in politics. His imagination runs wild at times, too serious, kind of gullible in his own way. But this is not what I really want to address completely. Yes, he's a natural salesperson, no karma, but the problem here is this. When he hits on his birthday, he should be 59, which is February 26th, he enters a karmic year. It transits from his name. And when I've seen this in charts, total disaster. So if any, for any reason Hillary Clinton becomes the president, which is tomorrow on the 8th, it does not look good for Timothy. If it does not look good for Kaine, that means it won't be looking good for her too. So there's something not right there. And I've seen people go in karmic year, they lose everything. I've seen millionaires lose everything, total disasters, things left and right. And I know what I'm talking about here too, because this is my second year of karmic year, and wow, it hasn't stopped yet. In that department. And so this is very, very interesting for the public, your listeners, to understand that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, some kind of a scandal is going to come out that's not only going to affect her, but it's going to affect Kaine at the same time period. As a WikiLeaks, as you know, the FBI director said, hey, look, we're not going to charge Hillary on anything. And the story is this. The story I'm getting here is that they don't want to charge her for any of these criminal activities, what they're saying, because then she can be free on this if she becomes president. But after president, they're looking at go after her in that area. If that happens, Timothy can be involved. So this is, I thought you'll find it very interesting as far as the charts of vice presidents nominations in that area. Now, also with Lonnie there. Now, Lonnie, you went back in the hospital with that stroke. Now, you know, the problem with people who have strokes, yes, they worry a lot. They do a lot of thinking constantly. But the problem with how they get strokes, I know you're 60, you said, Lonnie, on the program here,
yeah.
is
yeah,
that if for any reason, okay, calcium deposits add up in the body over the years. People, another word for calcium deposits, arthritis. Okay, it slows down the whole system. And then when you get metal toxins, and metal toxins can come from the air, chemtrails can come from food, pop or liquor or whatever, the metal. And you get those two combined together. And then the third element, and this is what probably happened to you, Lonnie, is stress. When you have a little bit of stress there, with the calcium and the metal combined together, it slows down everything, and it goes in the back of the head, and before you know it, you can have a stroke, and which is completely different from a regular heart attack. in that department. And then now I want your listeners to understand there's emotional stroke and there's a physical stroke. Emotional stroke is when you get really upset over something and you can get hit, but you can rebound quickly back. Same thing with the heart attack. It can be emotional. Now, when you have all these metals, and I agree with Lonnie and everybody here about what happens in the environment. You can't get the right food. You got to go for miles to get the right food in that area. And before you know it, after so many years, 20, 30 years, it's going to affect the whole joints. And before you know it, you will get a stroke. And who wins out of this? The doctors, number one. You have to look at that, and the pharmacies, number two. And if you get hooked on those pharmacies, as far as the drugs and everything, it's worse than anything, because I've talked to, as a medical intuitive, I've talked to many, many people. Once they're on the drugs, they can't get off it. They start crawling the walls. They scream they need it. And if you go from through holistic, fasting, herbs, vitamins, it's very painful for them. And I've known a few who can't do it at all. If you get locked into it, and hopefully, Lonnie, you don't get locked into all those medications, you'll be fine. If you get too hooked on that, it's hard to come back. And believe me, it can be very painful for an individual. So, Lonnie, have you been taking any apple cider vinegar, for example, or water to remove some of the calcium? Have you done that?
You know, Mike, his call dropped. His call dropped. He's got a call back in. It just dropped.
Okay, it dropped. Okay. And at any rate, also, you said you had a couple callers calling in. Malika?
Yes, let's.
Why don't we pass the callers in there so you get some callers in here before the time expires?
Okay.
Give them an opportunity.
Hi, caller. You have a question? You have a question for Mike?
Hello? Are you talking to me?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, I am Erin. How are you guys tonight?
Good.
How are you? Good.
I am actually from Evanston.
All right.
I went to ETHS. For Mike, I wanted to know if he sees another relationship coming into my life soon.
Another relationship? Yeah, but it's not going to come in as fast as you want, Erin, in that area. I want to go to February of 2017. I see you having lunch, dinner with this individual. This person is extremely intelligent. Number one, and they have some business sense, as I'm seeing here, and very confident. And this is what you like about your man. You want confidence. And you don't want an egotistical maniac, no, but you want confidence in that area and somebody who's intelligent. You're attracted to men who are very intelligent people and who have an open mind. And I do see that happening around February of 2017. But remember, too, Erin, you are also a very independent person. You like to do your own thing. You like to work. You like to travel. You love traveling. You like socializing. You like meeting people who are intellectual in general. And so when it comes to relationships, that's fine, but you don't like no control freaks. This person will not be a control freak, so keep this in mind. And you have good business sense. You're also a very good judge of character. You're extremely intuitive to the point you're very psychic. You can just look at a person and pick up the feelings and emotions and because you're very sensitive and know exactly if they're lying to you or not. You would have made a great a cop or a policewoman because you can look into somebody's eyes and sense that they're lying. So
okay.
Keep that in mind, Erin. Does that sound like Erin?
Yes, that was right on. I'm a businesswoman. I own two businesses. Yeah, that sounds good. I definitely, intelligence is number one in any relationship I have. So
right. And your business is going to be very successful in the near future. I see you doing two businesses, not just one, two. And I see you being very successful with that in that area. I also see something to do with some kind of a writing in the near future. where you want to write something or produce it, and possibly also some CDs that you want to do in that area. But also be very careful for this winter, Aaron, because I see some problems that's going to develop with your throat. You know, some problems of dryness in the throat, itchiness, and some people may say you're getting sick or whatnot, but I think it goes beyond that. And so take care of that, because when you do public speaking, because you are going to do public speaking, and you do like law, you do like justice, I'm sure you're really into the this presidential thing coming up tomorrow, and that's important. So, and of course, I'm predicting Donald Trump. You know, and of course, predictions can be off a little bit, as we all know. But again, I predict this all the way back on March 10th, and I still will stick with Donald Trump. I'm sure you got some very strong vibes on what you who you want in that area, and but you're very passionate of anything that you do. Your work, you love to travel, and you like to understand people. This is you, and it's, you're not going to change in that department. What I like about you too, Aaron, if you feel like you're having a health problem, you will change your diet. You'll make it more holistic. Take some honey, some lemon juice, or whatever, even to help the throat and that aspect there. So that's the reason why I really don't see any like strokes or anything like that happening for you. You will change your diet if you have to, or you'll see a chiropractor or somebody that can help the body, or acupuncturist. This is who you are. Does that sound like you, Aaron?
Yes, definitely. I'm into the holistic stuff and apple cider vinegar every day. That's for sure. Well, thanks a lot. That was good.
Okay, you take care now, Aaron.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, Aaron.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Vinegar.
So, Mike, right. Do you recommend apple cider vinegar for everybody? Just like how much and how often?
What I would recommend, okay, now apple cider vinegar becomes a little more acid condition, and so you want to balance it with a teaspoon of honey, and it makes it more alkaline, okay? So what you do, if the honey is too hard, for example, when you put it in a teaspoon of that, you know, in a cup of water, you put some lukewarm water in there, and that will melt to honey if for any reason it doesn't in that department. And I would also suggest to put a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in there in the water and mix it. Try to take distilled water. Now, the reason why I say distilled water is a big factor. If you take a pan of water, you boil it on the stove, and when it comes down, it looks all white film in there, right? Well, that water that you drink gets into your arteries, and it coats it with the white film. And that white film eventually keeps building up and clogs the arteries. So when you take distilled water and you boil that water in a pan and comes down, there will be no white film whatsoever. So what you want to do is take a cup of distilled water, because you don't want to clog up those arteries in any shape or form. You're trying to remove the stuff from the arteries. And apple cider vinegar is a cleanser. It starts eating the calcium deposits off. The honey balances it off, gives you energy. So people spend a lot of money for energy drinks. All you need to take the apple cider vinegar and the honey. Now, apple cider vinegar also has potassium, helps the tissues, makes your skin look better besides the arteries in that area. And the honey, again, it's got the sugar, the energy to keep you going. And so I would highly recommend that for anybody. Do at least once or twice a day, and you'll see a big difference. Now, again, some people say, I did it once. Well, I don't feel no difference. Of course you're not going to if you only do it once. You got to do it every day. Every 90 days, the blood renews itself. Always remember, every 90 days, and then you should see a big difference within the first week or two. But after 90 days, big difference with your skin and everything. And that's just a little small thing we're talking about here. Now, for Lonnie, for example, too, when the body becomes too acid, and that's caused by what? Eating chicken, eating meat, or certain other sugar products and starches and things in general. Okay, so what you need to do is get it back to alkaline. If you don't get it back to alkaline, yes, you can end up with a heart attack. Yes, you can end up with an ulcer. Yes, you can have a stroke eventually. And it's a simple, basic thing. And you get some baking soda. The baking soda, you get a teaspoon of that. You add it in some distilled water. Just mix it and just drink it. And if you got all this burning heart in the heart area, or in the stomach. You're cramping there, and you feel it can, the acid is there, and all of a sudden you start farting and everything. Well, you take the baking soda. It goes away like that. And it'll bring the body back to alkaline. If your body's in an acid condition, you can you will develop cancer if not careful. So when it's in an alkaline condition, there's no way you can get cancer, and the chances of you having a stroke is almost impossible, unless you're really super stressed out, and then you're heavy loaded with in an area where there's chemtrails and the metal's falling down on you, and you can actually will yourself to have a stroke with your emotions or a heart attack. Remember, we talked about the emotional.
So let me, yo, sidekick Mike, my man, I got a question for you, brother.
Sure.
You ready for your sidekick, Mike? Yo, I'm balding.
Sure.
You hear me? I'm balding. Do you see my grass growing back in the near future? Talk to me.
Yeah, I can see it growing back in the near future, but you're going to have to put some grass seeds in there, too.
I'm going to have to do what, Mike?
Water it, and then it'll come back.
My man, sidekick Mike with the plan. That's what I'm talking about.
So
my hair going to grow
what?
Back. My hair going to grow back is what you're saying.
Well, it's going to take some time. Let's put it that way.
I want your
listeners to understand, Malika, that let's say if you're losing hair, follicles and things in general, sure, people can say that's stress. But normally it's caused by a couple of things. And if you massage your hair every day and brush it, you stimulate it and the circulation, and before you know, the hair starts growing. If you take the B vitamins, B50, the liquid B vitamins, or even blackstrap molasses, you take, which is a huge source of B vitamins and iron, and you take a teaspoon of that in some warm water, dissolve it, drink that every evening, and you'll be surprised, the hair will start growing back up there. And if you even take coconut oil with some blackstrap molasses, put it together, and then massage it with your finger, tips of your fingers into your scalp every evening, and then wash your hair after it, you'll be surprised, again, it will grow. So, again, secret molasses and coconut oil. And then always remember, massage your scalp and also brush it. And this gets rid of the dead cells. Dead cells in the body, they call it dandruff is what it is, that they call it. And it coats it up and it chokes off the cells, and that's how a lot of people become bald. And, of course, here you, a lot of people saying bald people are very sexy and sensuous. Yeah, maybe so, to a certain degree. But still,
What you mean I ain't sexy, Mike? Mike, come on now. Is this what the word around town is? That bald people ain't really sexy, sidekick Mike?
Yeah, well, that's the word, basically. That's why everybody wants to shave their hair, too, because they're letting people know I'm sexy, I'm sensuous. But, I would rather
I'm
have
worse off than I thought. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
go
wow.
ahead, sidekick Mike.
That is funny.
Mike, I have a question.
Go ahead, Brittany.
Get a caller in.
Okay.
Yeah,
please.
Hello.
Hi,
what's your question?
Caller. Hi.
Yes, I was hoping I could ask Mike a question.
Go ahead.
Sure.
I'm not going to ask you about my hair growing, Mike. I actually have a full head of hair.
I believe you on that.
It is. You going to rub that in, though. You going to rub that in.
Oh, come on. Come on, John.
I'm not rubbing it in. Mike, I was actually wondering about my love life, if you saw anyone new or someone from the past coming in.
Okay. You want to know if you're going to love life for somebody new or in the past? I really don't see anybody from the past, even though you would like to. There's some disappointment about that from the past and emotional, and you don't forget her things. You're a very intelligent person. You're a very, very caring person. And when somebody doesn't give that back to you, it really hits you like a bomb. I just want you to understand how you operate as an individual. Now, in the future, and believe me, and this is already, November? I'm going to give you less than 2 months here. We're talking about January. At that time period, I can see you with somebody, talking to somebody. you're happy. But, you know, there's a part of you, even though you're compassionate, you're a sympathetic type person, there's a part of you that may not completely trust, too. You use your intuition. You're a little bit of a good judge of character, but this time you're going to be more and more cautious with this individual. But one of the most factors, not just intelligent with the person, they got to have humor. If they don't have any humor, it's just not going to work with you in that aspect there. You want somebody who, as a humanitarian, appreciates other people and not somebody who's egotistical maniacs and say, I got $1 million when they really don't got nothing in that area. You just don't like people like that. This person won't be like that. And I believe there can be where in the near future, if you continue on with the relationship, we're talking here like May, June, be a lot happier. And I saw you taking some trips, and I saw you by water and things in general. But I also saw you doing a lot of thinking over your past mistakes for the last so many years. And you'll be thinking about family and friends and everybody. So you're going to be going through a time period within the next year of reflecting over the past and issues, and you're healing up, as I call it. So it's going to take you some time, and then I'd say by November of next year, then you're going to be feeling very happy. Then I saw some money coming in, more money than normal at that time period. So you're in a healing process right now for the next year. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. It does.
Okay.
And actually, January is not that far off, so I find that very realistic.
I'm getting a reading, Mike.
Go ahead.
And he's going to be bald headed.
Oh, God.
I don't think that's going to work with her on that one.
Well, I actually tuned in late, and so if I missed this, I apologize. I actually was curious also, did you have a prediction on the election?
Well, again, my prediction, I've been, and if you go to YouTube.com, put my name, Mike Curban, K-U-R-B-A-N, and you see I dress as Confucius with the big red hat and Chinese clothes. And back in March 10th, I made a prediction, and you know, there's a lot of people running. I took only four, and I said the only two that's going to be up there in the runners will be Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I said Donald Trump would take it in that area. And I do realize there's certain elements in anything, and my version, if he doesn't get it, something was happening with it being rigged or whatever. The energy is going towards Donald Trump, and tonight we talked about the vice presidents, and I like his vice president choice, Michael Pence. He's a really nice guy. He's very spiritual, compassionate. He really wants to help people. He took the right person for vice president. Now Hillary Clinton took Timothy Kaine. And he's great for her. He's a good talker. He's up there and all these other factors. The only bad thing about him is that on his birthday in February, I looked at his chart, he's in the karmic year, total disaster, which means, again, if Hillary, for any reason, and I really believe Donald Trump would be the winner, and if he doesn't, as I said, this is my opinion, it's rigged, and it goes to Hillary. But she's going to be in a lot of hot soup, because if he's in hot soup for 1 year, a total disaster, that means she would be too. So, and I know Hillary Clinton people out there want her to win. Fine. If she does, there's going to be some disasters following early, as a matter of fact. And then this is not going to be too good for the Hillary people and who are hoping that she wins. But again, you asked me, again, I'm going to go with Donald Trump for tomorrow.
I'm curious, regardless of who wins, do you see chaos following?
There's going to be chaos because I really believe people want to see a big change, and I don't think that the change is going to be with Hillary. And if Donald Trump doesn't become the president, people are going to be really upset. I think they're not going to be favoring the government. I believe our government is waiting for any outbreaks or martial law or things in general. And even when Hillary becomes president, I don't think the people of Donald Trump is really going to be supportive here in the United States. Because, again, in numerology, we're entering a one, and that means change. Everybody wants change. And Hillary is not going to he's just going to have the old system with Obama. And when Obama became president, we were, again, in a year of change. And Obama kept saying, we need change. Those were the magic words, and everybody went for him. Now Donald Trump's, you know, the way he's talking about for a greater America, things in general, which is another word for change. So that's the reason why he's getting all these people backing him up. They want to see a different form of change, and that's what it's all about. So there's a lot of things in Donald Trump's favor. Sure, he's got a mouth. From his chart to in his last lifetime, he was very abusive to relationships. And what's coming out in this lifetime, all they're doing is talking about his relationship. He's abusive. But Hillary Clinton was extremely abusive with power. And then what we get here with Hillary Clinton, too, all we're talking about with WikiLeaks and everybody else and what she's done and all these bad things, and even the FBI is very scared. And so I talked to somebody else in the political movement, and they says, look, they don't want to criminalize Hillary right now because she can pardon herself for whatever. But once she becomes president, she does, then they can go after her and open up the case again. And this time it ain't going to go that route. So I said, okay, that makes sense. But regardless, these are the things I look at. Normally when I look at charts, I look at the psychic. And be in media for 25 years, and find out what's going behind the scenes and things in general. And if I looked into Hillary Clinton's soul, the Hillary Clinton people would get mad because who she really is. If I look in Donald Trump's soul, you know, I see a lot of good things with this guy. And sure, he's a businessman. He may have screwed a few people, let's just be honest. That's part of the business. But at the same time, I believe he really wants to help people. And that's what I do as a psychic. So this election is going to be very important because there can be some violence behind this. And I'm already getting text messages and phone calls from people. They want to make sure Donald Trump wins. You know, I say there's no mistakes. And I've seen predictions where they do go up slightly a little bit. I predicted the Cubs win the World Series. When they were losing 3-1, I go, oh, my God, am I wrong? And they would finally win. Okay, so, and this could be with Donald Trump, too. Now, he's a black sheep, so to speak, there. And so it's up to the people, like he says, get out there and vote. If he loses, I'm going to say it again, I feel like it's because it's rigged, the system, things in general. And don't forget, let's be realistic. Hillary Clinton has the media. Hillary Clinton has a lot of things. She has the money power. She's been in politics a long time. So she has a lot of power behind this. Donald Trump, he had the entertainment. He's been in the spotlight all this time. But he's given those magic words, make America great again. And so this is what people want. Whether or not he does all those things he says is questionable in that department. So, again, I would go with Donald Trump as a psychic. I like his vibes. I see Hillary, and I just don't want to talk about her completely because I'm going to get a lot of hate mail in that area because people believe in her. That's fine. But in reality, I always say there's no mistakes. Now, don't get me wrong, if Hillary gets in there, I'm making a prediction there will be World War III with Russia. Now, I made predictions with somebody from Washington 2 years ago. They asked me, what do you see for us here in Virginia and Washington? I see bombs coming to you guys, and it's from Russia. And that's before Russia was even involved, 2 years ago. Now Russia is involved. And so if Hillary becomes president, I'm predicting World War III, possibly even in 2017. This is my prediction. Wow. If Donald Trump becomes president, I feel like he will negotiate, try to avoid it. But unfortunately, it may be gone too far. It may have gone too far between Russia and the United States at this time period. But I believe Donald Trump will try to repair to a certain degree. But I do believe in the far future, regardless, Russia will invade the United States. And that's a prediction I would bet on because it was so solid what I saw at that time period. So everything is starting to come to light, and I'm not trying to scare people or nothing. People always say, I can use the exact date and whatnot. I wish I could. But I'm concerned about the election of who wins president because what as a psychic, what I feel what would happen if Clinton wins. Okay, and everybody says, well, Donald Trump has no education, knowledge in this. look, Donald Trump's been in politics his entire life. Business is politics. He's been rubbing elbows with everybody, famous and things in general. Everything's politics. And sure, he has people, like a job. If you go on a job, you may not know anything, but you're going to have to learn it quickly if you want to keep that job. And that's just the way life is. We all go through that, and it doesn't take too long. If you've been in business, you've been dealing with people, everything's politics, everything. It's very easy to negotiate things in general. And I mean, when I go on stage, and like I said, in Las Vegas, coming up on the 11th, I'll be doing all types of readings as Confucius on there. And we're going to film it for YouTube, by the way, and people can see that next time. And put my name in, Mike Kirvin. They'll be able to see me doing that show, and I'm going to be marketing that. Now, my job is the reader, as I said, and I'm not going to be talking through whether a like or dislike. And it's up to people to choose. As like Donald Trump says, you have to go out there and vote. Now, I heard the African people are not voting as much as I heard on the show. And honestly, a lot of people don't want to vote. And one person I talked to, I said, why ain't you voting? Well, I just don't want to do jury duty. I said, see what? I don't want to do jury duty because they got my name listed. If you vote, I have to do that, and they don't pay me. And I said, okay.
Oh, wow.
They can get you a driver's license. He said, I don't care, but there'll be less chance. So some people will do it that way there too, and some people just they don't care. They don't like both candidates, and I don't blame them. This is what's going on in our society at this time period, of false hopes. But look around you. In Las Vegas, there's over 10,000 people homeless living underneath the ground. And then you go four blocks away from the Strip downtown, there is hundreds of people from every race, intelligent people. They got their dogs out there. It's 120 degrees out there, and they can't find no work. It's really, really bad. Look around here. Look at that when people drive. Look at it. Look at the way, how everybody is. Everybody's angry. And it's getting worse. And so that's why people will vote for Donald Trump. They want to make see America great again and see some changes and give me some work. And look at Obamacare. I mean, we're going to, even us, my wife and myself, we're going to be paying some big bucks next year for 2017. And all these other people are going to be doing the same thing. So a lot of people want to see changes, bottom line. So that's the reason why I'm going to say Donald Trump. Now, again, I've seen predictions altered, but if it does, this is what I predict what will happen next. And some people may not like it. You got it on the show. We'll see. But I do want to make a final thing. We will have a war with Russia. It's just a matter of time. Doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
and
you
then
so
we're actually getting China very angry because of the water out there in Asia. They're trying to make these man-made I call it lakes, and they want to put all their ships there and everything, and they want to control the water. And that's if you can't get through and go to the other countries with your boats to make money, and China is controlling everything. The United States doesn't like that, so they may want to start a war with them, too. So who knows?
Oh, wow.
In the future, you may have China and Russia against the United States. So keep this in mind, and it's looking in that direction, and this was forecasted by the media a good 6 years ago when I was doing all types of shows on conspiracies and everything, and I go, wow, look at all this already forming here. But Russia is going to be the dominant force. Russia will outbeat China and the United States in their future. They're the new world power. That's my prediction. So you got it on the show, and then when people play it back, and who knows how many years that's going to be. I believe it's going to be in our lifetime, though. So keep this in mind.
So if Russia wins, then what is it going to look like for us here?
Well, it depends. It depends because I don't think it's just going to be Russia by itself. I think China will also work with them as allies as time goes on. Russia comes from the Atlantic Ocean. The Asian people come from the Pacific Ocean. And Atlanta knocks out Virginia Navy. China, our Asian people knock out the San Diego Navy. They come from different areas. So, but the United States will never be the same. Will never be the same. When that does happen, it's definitely going to happen in the future, and I believe it's going to happen in our time. And I hope I'm really wrong on this, because I still have a mission to do with my own spiritual work and other factors I'm trying to do here with my school and the entertainment. And I just don't want to be interested in the Russians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And then we have the climate control. We're going to have disasters like you've never seen before. Total disaster. You guys coming up in Chicago. Chicago is my hometown. I live in Dallas now. It's going to be freezing cold. You're going to have a freezing cold winter this time. And it's going to, and January is going to be colder than you think. It's coming from Alaska. And so if you're prepared, it's not going to be an easy winter for you this time. So and that's a major factor. Every year that goes by is going to be disaster, not just here in the United States, all over the world. It's all over the world. Keep that in mind in that area. And so it's going to be hard for people are going to lose their homes. They're going to be billions in debt and all these other factors. Mm-hmm. And then what the thing is, and I want people to understand why there would be World War III. Because we're trillions in debt, okay, in the United States. If they have World War III, it eliminates all that. And then you have New World Order comes in, and they give you chips, they give you all this, changes the value of the money, and then we start from zero, and that saves everybody in that area. But it's not going to work because Russia does not want to join New World Order, bottom line. And,
so it's like,
there's a difference.
Go ahead, Brittany. Starting over. No, I was just like, it's like being bankrupt and starting over. Like claiming
bankruptcy. Over, but on the other hand, you're totally controlled. They're going to want to control the air, the internet. They're going to try to control your radio show, what you can say, what you can't say. And then the Second Amendment goes, and all these other things, and martial law, and it goes on and on and on and on. And that's why they need World War III. That is, the United States needs it. I mean, come on. Russia's got their own underground place where all their people can go in there when there's World War III. What do we have? We're going to get fried. We're going to get when we get bombed. Okay, we don't have our government helping us to go on the ground for a base.
Well,
not at all.
I think they do have a place to go. We're just not welcome.
Yeah, we're not welcome. They have for themselves.
Yeah.
Correct.
There is a
now
place
you wanna
to go. I mean, it's outside of Las Vegas. It's out there in the desert. But, you know, regular people can't go there.
No, regular people can't go there. They already have it. It's like a luxury hotel underneath there.
Yeah,
and,
it's like
they
a
got
city. Wow.
And everything. Uh-huh. Yeah, for them, yeah. But Russia, you know, the Russian leader has it for his own people to go underneath there. Millions of people, as a matter of fact. So keep this in mind. So it has to happen one way or another. I explain why the United States would do this and that department. And honestly, when people say we're trillions in debt, come on. If you look at the air, chemtrails, here in Dallas, they spray, and, you know, Texas is very big. They spray chem so bad, it looks like Las Vegas, I don't see a blue sky. That means millions and millions of dollars are being spent to pollute the air, to change the weather, make you sick. Come on, where's all that money come from? And they're saying we're broke? But again, we all have our own destiny. We're all here to have a family. We have our own job. We're all what we have to do. We can only do what we can do. And we can't control what's good. They all finally. So voting, maybe, maybe not, because, you know, again, the system can be rigged. It's been proven that over the years to a certain degree. So, and if I wasn't media, if I wasn't a psychic, if I didn't do charts, I would say Hillary would take it with a heartbeat. Because of what I just earlier in that department. But it's up to it may be full because the public wants. And so let's find out tomorrow. It should be interesting on the strip. It's going to be a little chaos to the woman's response. Yes, there's going to be some chaos here and there. And it would be interesting.
It's going to be
Hillary
insane.
Your sidekick Mike, I got a question.
Sure, go right ahead.
Can you give me the names of the members of the Electoral College? I ain't never seen or heard one of them. I don't know where the building at or anything. Can you give me the names and the address?
Yeah, well, I'll give it to you in my next lifetime when I come back. How's that?
My man.
That's a promise. That's a promise. I'll be back.
My man, do that. I need that.
Oh,
Yes, yes.
But, so, you know, have you had callers calling, talking to you, Malika? You know, are they angry? Because, you know, if you voice your opinion, you're for Hillary, it may get people angry, Donald, or vice versa. It got people beating people up and things. Come on. You're not getting any money out of this. Yeah, you're not getting money out of this. You know, let's be honest.
Yes. It's been crazy. It has been very tense. I think it's a little more volatile than when Obama won. I mean, yeah, a lot of angry people, but not nearly as many angry people right now before the actual election. So,
correct.
I've been hit the streets just talking to people, and you know, it's been pretty interesting.
On the psychic level, Malika, you're in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and you know there's a lot of shooting goes out there, and I'm picking up there's in the United States there's gonna be a lot more shootings tomorrow. People being upset for. So if you're in a bar,
you know,
if you're drinking, I would be very cautious going to a bar. To be honest, for anybody, apartment, and take a few
I'll
days for people
in the
to.
House.
Yeah,
I think I'm just going to come home.
Yeah.
I will be in the house.
So did we get any more callers?
We don't want to take up too much more of your time. Our special guest co-host, did you have a question? And then Brittany, get a question in, and then we'll let you get out of here.
What's your
name?
John Dizzo?
Sidekick Mike, where's the best country for black peoples to flee to after tomorrow?
Best country? Well, I don't think it's a country. I think you need to go on a different planet, whether it's Mars or Jupiter, you know, but it may be costly. That's the only problem.
Man,
wow.
I think if I got that money, man, dang, we burn up.
That's right. That's what's happening. Yeah,
bad.
Go ahead.
This is scary. So this is Brittany. So I need to know about my love life. Shoot, if it's going to be all this type of chaos, I'm going to need a snuggle bunny or something. What do you think is going to be happening for me in the next, I don't know, 5 months, 5 minutes?
Well, I don't see you lonely. One thing about you, Brittany, you don't like laziness in a man. You don't want him leaving his clothes all over the place. You're going to get really upset with that guy, okay? So sometimes you attract people a little bit lazy in their own way. So make sure right away, because if you start seeing the clothes all the way, then you got to do everything, and you're not going to be a nursemaid for nobody. That's just the way you are. But I do,
that is so true.
And by March, you see you with somebody, but on the other hand, you're still doing your own thing in that aspect there. And you're really a businesswoman underneath, and keep that in mind. And you just don't trust in that aspect there. And when you're with somebody, you want to. They got to prove themselves that they're loyal. They got to prove themselves that they're there for you. And if you catch them one little thing, they're going to be out the door. Just the way it is with you.
Keep that. I can't sleep in your house. I guess you say.
With a man, you know, a proper man, because, you know, man's a man sometimes. Just to let you know.
Oh, Mike, you sound like you know what I'm. You know me. You sound like you know me. I guess that's why you're Psychic Mike, and it's Psychic Mike Monday.
That's
true. Okay. You know, it's so true.
Malik, as you know, I'm going to have a new website. I'll call it MikeCurbanProductions.com. It's in construction right now. And I'm going to have my school's metaphysics up there and the Psychic Entertainment Agency. Nobody's ever done that in any state. All psychics, and they're going to sing, dance, do comedy readings on stage, and et cetera. We're going to do our first filming for YouTube, but it's going to be a basic show, just me as Confucius doing all forms of readings, and the second one eventually is going to be filmed. That's going to be very costly. It can go into people's homes or businesses, whatever. But the second one, if you want other actors and magicians and all psychics, will be very expensive. But with me, it's very affordable as Confucius, and I do everything on stage with different readings. So that's It's something unique, something different. Eventually, I'll probably be touring as time goes on. I'll be in Chicago and other places when that does happen. So look out for Psychic Mike.
Psychic Mike.
Thank you so much, Mike. We'll talk to you next month.
Yes.
Hopefully, it won't be chaos and mayhem after this election.
I know.
Well, tomorrow's the day. So we'll find out.
Right.
Okay, it was nice talk to everybody. We'll see you next
too.
Month. Same time, same
school, Sidekick Mike.
Okay,
right,
everybody,
take care, Mike.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Bye. So, John, it has been great having you on here with us today. We appreciate your insight and your contribution to the 30 Plus show.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel 30 plus, too. I'm good.
Yeah.
I can't eat fast food no more. Nothing, goddammit.
So,
I'm
going to
tell a quick story real quick.
What? Go ahead.
Man, I took my son to Key Lime Cove and shit. You know, he wanted to get on the goddamn water slide. I'm going to tell you how fat and old I am, man. We went down that double inner tube off the slide and shit. You know, he got out easy and shit. I couldn't even get out the motherfucker.
Oh, no,
man, I had to roll up out that motherfucker in front of girls.
No. Oh, no, John.
Yeah.
John, were
they,
you, like, no, were you struggling? Were you breathing hard?
Hell, yeah. I'm talking about, man, I was like, this shit, nah. Time to go back to the hotel room and take a nap, goddammit.
Oh, wow. Not a nap.
A nap. I had to roll up out the inner tube. In front of kids, women, I mean, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That's so not cute. That's not cute.
I'm still sexy, though.
Brittany, have you had any 30-plus moments lately?
Lately, girl, so... my 30-plus moment recently has been my foot has been killing me, right?
Ooh.
And it's like the side of my foot. And I'm like, am I getting so old? I'm getting a damn bunion. Like, what is happening? I mean, you know how people's foot looks nasty and stuff? My foot doesn't look like, you know, like my whole, you know, the side of it's poking out. But
how do we know that? How do we know that?
Look, I'm talking about to me, John. Stop playing. So it's not like sticking out, but it's just in pain a lot of the time. And I'm saying, oh, Lord, am I going to have bunion surgery? I mean, am I getting that old? So, yeah, this is my recent issue. Like, I think I have a bunion, y'all.
Put an onion on it. Put an onion on it and put a sock on it. Put an onion on it. I'm telling you.
No damn onion gonna help no bunion.
I'm telling you to burn all that extra calcified skin off the side of your toe.
It ain't no extra skin, man.
Oh, it's your bone. God damn.
Yes,
right.
My foot is just hurting. It's not like extra skin. It's not like a callus on the side of my foot.
Yeah, they're gonna have to amputate that.
I'm looking on Groupon for some reflexology. I need some like foot massage, so I'm about to get that.
Look on Groupon for some scissors.
You know what? Damn scissors. That's hateful. What about you, Malika? You had some 30 plus moments?
I was watching some YouTube videos yesterday, right? Like my little girl posts YouTube videos on Facebook, and you know the latest dances. I used to pride myself on always being able to keep up with the latest dances. Well, some dance. Like I looked at that, I was like, it's over. I'm not even gonna attempt it.
Right?
Bones and everything. Yeah.
I'm not even going to attempt to do that. So, yeah, I was like, 30 plus. That was a 30 plus WTF moment.
You can't drop it
all
no more.
The
they ain't drop
it. Moment. John, you know, we're about to get cut off in a minute. Thank you so much for being here. We would love to have you back sometime, John. Dizzo.
Absolutely.
I love it, John Dizzo, but.
I said thank you for having me.
Anytime, I think. I mean, you know, you might have to tell us your real identity. We don't have to tell the listeners, but you might have to tell me who you are.
If you find out who I am, it's no telling what you might try and do to all this sexy before you.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to tell
Lord.
You.
Lord.
You're going to be like, oh, shit, yes. Martini Thursdays is on me, goddammit. That's what you're going to be telling me.
Oh, wait. If you offer Martini Thursdays, let's do it. I'm placed. Quit playing.
Let me ask you a question, light skin.
Oh, Lord.
Ask you a question.
Malika, did he just call me light skin? What happened?
Light skin.
Oh, God. Yes.
Is my voice not sexy?
I'm sorry. It's sexy when you're not trying to sound sexy.
Girl, I don't gotta try to sound sexy. This is natural.
Shit. Here we go.
I came out of my mama womb like wah wah.
You came
I'm
out
here.
Of your mama womb with that bass.
Yep. I was born with it. Wah,
wait, wait. You came out of your mama womb like wah. Wah.
Yeah, with the deep,
right.
With the deep, wah.
With the deep wah.
With
oh,
the
God.
Deep wah. And then I was like, "Yo, mama, who slapped me? Yo, mama, point the doc out who slapped me."
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. You ain't got no sense. How about this? You have no sense.
I'm telling you, God working on me. God working on me.
Love it. You said God working on you. Somebody
he
got to, because you ain't got a bit of sense.
I know. I lost that shit years ago. I lost it years ago.
This
wow.
Wow.
On the red, that's how I came out. Wow. Wow.
Wow, mama.
Hey, yo, mama, who
oh,
slapped
too
me?
Funny. Who slapped me, mama? I'm gonna beat their ass. Like I can see you saying this.
Oh God, I had this voice since I was born. This voice,
stop
I came
it.
Out
what?
The womb with this.
Okay.
Girl, woo hoo hoo.
Oh no, now you're gonna sing.
Yeah,
oh,
I do it all. I do it all, baby. Woo hoo hoo.
Yeah. You gonna sing for us?
Ring on.
All right, so, you know, thank you all for listening. Please get out there and vote. Make your voice and your opinion heard tomorrow on Election Tuesday.
Yeah.
Please, John Dizzo, come back and entertain us, because I am thoroughly amused by you.
I know you are.
Malika.
I know.
And
goddamn it.
When you free for Martini Thursday, you let me know.
Yes.
I sure will. You show. Listen,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
We should do it this Thursday. Malika, we're going to set that up. And as always, Malika, it's a pleasure. We are going to get out of here before they cut us off.
Yeah.
We'll be back here same bat time, same bat station, Monday at 7:30. Thank you all for listening as always. This is 30 Plus. What the fuck, man?
That's the truth.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I'm the quiet storm nigga who fight rhyme. P, yeah, you heard of him, but I ain't concerned with them. Nigga, I pop more guns than you holding them. Make my route while the sun's out and scold your men. Unload 10 in broad daylight, get right. Fuck your life, hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop minds from growing, I make your blood stop flowing. Take affirmative action to any ass if he asking. Now here come the Mac 10, use a dick blower. Trying to speak the done language, what the drilly with that though? It ain't banging, you hooked on Marphonics, infamous bond. Lying to the pop dog like you got it. You ain't a wildin' out for the night. Fist thrower, rusty shank cola. We live this shit.
It's the real shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you pump this. Drugs in your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. It's the real shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you pump this. Drugs in your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough.
Yo, the P-Rock 40-inch cables. Drinking white label. My chain hang down on my dick, my piece bang glass tables. Diamonds and guns before the fame duke. A nigga like me hold text. Are you the same too? Going through the emotions. A gun holding, long shotguns down my pants leg limping. Killer B, you still living. Even my pops too, he taught me how to shoot when I was 7. I used to bust shots crazy. I couldn't even look because the loud sound used to scare me. I love my pops for that. I love my niggity black. I take the life of anybody trying to change what's left. And through all of that, a nigga ain't scared to death. All y'all brand new niggas just scared to death. I spent too many nights sniffing coke, getting right, wasting my life. Now I'm trying to make things right. Grand over some gates, invest in the rag business. Do things for the kids, a little done. Build a jungle gym behind the crib so they can enjoy youth. CBRs and VCRs, ATVs and big screen TVs. Nigga, please, don't make me have to risk my freedom. We worked our whole life for this. You get your shit beaten.
For real. Cause it's the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs in your ears on the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough.
It go 1, 2, 3 to the 4th. That nigga P double got that shit for y'all. People's the rock too. Stirring up pots of brew in Hell's Kitchen. I chef the impossible to serve hot plates all across the unified states. Sit down and sup with the top rap reps. We the streets just watching boy move diligent. You better walk like the nigga on the tightrope, dude. Infamous first infantry, first division, fourth mission. First assignment, give them that shit they've been missing. My new additions, way bitching. Those that listen, get addicted to my diction. Fuck rhymes, I write prescriptions for your disease. Generic raps just not potent like peas. 1,100 cc's on the throttle. I peel off, chest naked on katanas. Spaghetti head, mob niggas is full bread. Fully blown metal. In tone. I rock skeleton bone shirts and verses with thirst for worse beats so I can put more product out on the street. Get respect and love all across the board. We've been adored for keeping it raw, nothing less or more. I score every time for sure while the rest of y'all niggas just near
the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears on the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. It's the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears on the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough.
The real.